It's very pleasing to God when we wait patiently for his deliverance. When we have a challenging problem with no answer, when we have a difficult trial and no help, or when we face discouraging circumstances and need deliverance. It's very pleasing to God when we put our trust in him and wait for his deliverance. There are many biblical examples of men and women who trusted in God and were delivered. They experienced the power of God acting for them. And we should expect the same. We will see an example of this in a moment. So, do we have a challenging problem? Do we have difficult trials or difficult circumstances? And are we waiting for God to act for us, to deliver us? God wants us to trust him and rely on him and believe him for deliverance. But there is an important key that begins the flow of God's power in our life. We know that God delivers his people. We know that God works miracles, and we believe that. But sometimes we wait for God to act and nothing happens. Why could that be? So let's ask an important question, which is this. While we are waiting for God to act for us, is God waiting for us to act for ourselves? Here is the key point. When we get into action and do what we can do for ourselves, God will get into action and do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. The Bible has a name for this. It's called faith and works. Faith and works. And that's the title of the message. Excuse me. Faith and works is the title of this message. And the purpose is to show that faith and works are required for deliverance. And we will see that later. What do we understand by faith and works? When God delivered the children of Israel from ancient Egypt, they had to do something. They had to start walking. They had to begin the Exodus. I'd like to go to the first scripture now in James chapter 2. Let's go there for the first scripture, James chapter 2. Faith and works is easy to understand. When we are believing God for something, we must take action. We must do what we can do. We must act on what we know. Let's see this in verse 20. James 2, verse 20. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Faith without works is dead. Notice that faith has to work with our works. We don't want dead faith. So how do we make our faith come alive? and experience God's deliverance. We're going to look at an Old Testament story about a widow. She had a challenging problem, but no answer. A difficult trial, but no help. She had discouraging circumstances and needed deliverance. We will see what happened for this widow and how she was delivered in just a moment. Before we go there, I want to tell you about an important law of success. It's a law that people in the world use to achieve their goals and ambitions. It's easy to understand. Here's how it works. Suppose we have an ambition to own something special, like a special classic car. It's very important to do something to show we believe in our ambition. We must take action. So this is what we do. We build a garage for the classic car that we don't have yet. Then we get a picture and visualize this car each day. In our mind, we see the very special classic car and believe we will own it. The human mind has incredible powers. When we picture something with strong feeling and emotion and belief, the human mind will create plans and ideas to fulfill our ambition. I want to repeat that because it's important. The human mind has incredible powers. When we picture something with strong emotion and belief, the human mind will create plans and ideas to achieve our ambition. It's a great psychological law that God has created within us. The successful ideas and plans only come when we do something that shows we believe in our ambition. When we build the garage for the classic car that we don't have yet and visualize driving it, that begins the mental process of generating plans and ideas to get what we are believing for. These plans and ideas will come to us, will move us forward to our goal. But the mental process does not begin until after we have done something to demonstrate that we believe in our ambition. Can we see how this law works in our relationship with God? While we are waiting for God to do something for us, is He waiting for us to do something for ourselves? We can turn dead faith into living faith by what we do, by the actions we take. This is the key to have God's power working in our life and experience His deliverance. Let's go now to the Old Testament example when we put faith and works together. We see the power of God working for us. When we take action, God takes action. Let's go to 2 Kings chapter 4. 2 Kings chapter 4. This is a very encouraging story we're going to look at. And it was written for us. It's a story about a widow who urgently needed God's deliverance. Let's see what happened. This lady lived during the ministry of Elisha the prophet. Let's read verse 1, 2 Kings 4 and verse 1. A certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried to Elisha, saying, "Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord, and the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be slaves." This verse gives the background to the story. Let's try and visualize this situation. This lady had just lost her husband, so she was a widow, and she had two sons. Her late husband had been one of the sons of the prophets, so Elisha would probably have known him. The death of her husband was only part of the problem. We see from the story that he had borrowed money and died, leaving his widow with the debt. But the trial gets worse. It appears the debt was substantial, meaning she owed a lot of money. The creditor who had lent the money was coming to take away her two sons as slaves to pay for the debt. This woman had a challenging problem, but no answer. A difficult trial, but no help. She had discouraging circumstances and needed deliverance. Well, let's read verse 2, 2 Kings 4, verse 2. So Elisha said to her, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in your house?" And she said, "Your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil." Next we see that Elisha gave her some instructions. And we see this poor woman who was a widow. We see how poor she was. She only had in her house one jar of oil. That's all. Next we see that Elisha gave her some instructions. There was something she had to do. What do you think that was? Well, let's read in verse 3. Verse 3. Then he said to her, "Go borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels. Do not gather just a few." Verse 4. "And when you have come into your house, you shut the door behind you and your sons. Then pour it into all these vessels and set aside the full ones." So without hesitation or delay, that's what she did. She borrowed empty vessels from her neighbors and her friends. She went into their house with her two sons and shut the door and began pouring the oil from the one jar into all the empty vessels until they were full. Verse 7. Then she came and told the man of God and said, and he said, "Go, sell the oil and pay your debt, and your sons live off the rest." We can now see what happened. As a result of God's power working in her life, she not only paid off the debt, but she had enough to live on with her family. She received the answer to her challenging problem. She received help in her difficult trial and was delivered from her discouraging circumstances. She now had hope in the future instead. Instead of poverty, she now had plenty. We can now see how God delivered her from this sore and difficult trial. But do we see the key point in the story? This lady had faith and works. She believed Elisha and proved it by what she did. It was God who delivered her, but God waited until the widow had done what she could do for herself. And then God blessed her and did what she could not do. We too can receive the answer to challenging problems. We too can receive help in difficult trials. We too can be delivered from discouraging circumstances. This lady was just an ordinary person, like we are. We don't even know her name. If God delivered her, he will deliver us. But we must have faith and works. Without works, our faith is dead. We must act on what we know. God always has the answer to our problems and the power to deliver us. It's very pleasing to God when we put our trust in him and patiently wait for his deliverance. But while we are waiting for God to do something for us, we must ask this question: is God waiting for us to do something for ourselves?